It's time to talk to Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Andrea, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I really miss the days when we could have you in studio.
Oh, I know. It was so nice to come on in and actually see your face. You know, feel like we're in person again, but maybe someday.
And sometimes when you're on the phone, you get that weird delay time where you don't know that I'm not done talking because I pause, and then you'll start talking, and we'll talk over each other by accident. It's just,
isn't it fun?
It's awkward. Yeah, I don't like it. So I pray for the day when it comes back where we can hang out again in person. Because
I know. I feel the same way.
I'm over this phone stuff, for sure.
I know. Plus, it's just nice to see people.
I know.
Other than, it's just... We do get out a little bit here and there for walks outside, but other than that, it's nice to see the people that I haven't seen in a while. So,
well, we haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks because we had the holiday. Hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. Yeah, we had a nice low-key day. How about you?
Same. Yeah, I had a nice – we cooked for 20 people, even though there were just two of us.
Isn't that always how it is?
It was a very high-carb, high-calorie weekend, but I don't regret a thing.
No, you shouldn't. It's Thanksgiving. You're meant to eat a lot of food, so good for you.
So now we switch. Now we switch over full blast to the Christmas holiday season. So I imagine some holly jolly things are happening this weekend.
There are holly jolly things going on. Of course, we just had Stroll on State last Saturday, and so that's officially what we say is our kickoff to our holiday season, our Merry and Bright holiday. We've got a lot going on. I do want to mention quickly, just based on Stroll on State, if you have children in your home and you're interested in writing to Santa, we have different mailboxes that are North Pole specific in 5 different locations in the Rockford region. And we're going to have if kids want to, they can drop off their letters in the mailboxes and Santa will write them back. Now, you have to do that by December 8th. So get ready for that.
Oh, that's cute. Does it have to be kids? Because I have a letter to Santa. Can I read you my letter to Santa?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Dear Santa, please bring me 3 cases of Stella and a bottle of Tito's. My wife would like some Jameson, and for the dog, a bowl of Miller Lite. We've been extra good this year. Love, Kevin.
That's beautiful. That's perfect. It can be all the kids and then Kev. Just drop your letter in the mailbox. You're good.
Yeah, while my dog now knows that it loves Miller Lite because my father-in-law decided to put the can down in front of him and see if he would lick it. Yeah, oh yeah.
No!
Yeah.
And the dog loved it.
He kept coming back for it, so now we know.
Well, okay.
Now we know what kind of dog we're dealing with here.
That's hilarious. And also sad.
Yeah, well.
But, so that's going on if you want to have your letter. The locations that you can drop the letters off are listed at joelandstate.com, so check it out. We also have virtual Santa visits for kids now and for the next few weekends. So check out Stroll on State for all those details and get ready for your holiday that way.
Are we sure Santa knows how to work the technology to get on Zoom? Because I've had to explain it to my uncles. And that's all I'm saying.
That's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Santa Claus is an older guy. And you know what? Sometimes you got to explain that stuff to the very elderly. Most people know, but the very elderly like Santa because he's like 300 years old. I don't know if he's up on the times,
You know what? Luckily for Santa, he has a team of elves that can definitely help him out, I'm sure.
They know how to make iPads, apparently, so they can they can help Santa with that, sure.
Exactly. See? So he is going to be, sitting with the kids, but I don't know that he's necessarily going to be doing the technical behind the scenes fun, all that good stuff.
Okay,
so
good.
I think you're all right there.
Good.
But I will say spots are limited for that. So if you are interested, and it's free. So if you're interested, you're going to want to go to strollandstate.com and sign up for that. So those are a couple things going on related to Stroll on State. Of course, we want to let everyone know and encourage everybody, please support local during this time if you can. It's so crucial right now for our local area businesses that we just think local first if we can. So
for sure.
There is that. Also going on, we have the Rockton Christmas Walk. This is always so sweet and quaint. It's going on all weekend long. You can go on to Rockton's downtown. More information is on their website about what's going on, but there's always going to be a Santa sighting there, lights galore. So go and support local in Rockton this weekend.
And Santa's a busy guy, man. He's got to get on Zoom calls with a bunch of kids, and he's got to go sit in a parade. I mean, I know he's a famous guy, and he's got to be used to this PR by now, but, let's give the guy a break.
Well, you know, he only comes out once a year, and I think he likes to just do this up. He likes to do it up big. He's super magical, right? So he can be in however many places at once, and then he goes home for the rest of the year and maybe unwinds.
But I tell you what, I would love to only work 1 month a year. That'd be great.
Cram it all into 1 month. That would be so interesting, cramming it all into 1 month, and then you're done for the whole year.
Boy, I tell you. Plus plus a flying reindeer. I mean, that's another thing. That's a whole other thing altogether that we don't have time to get into. But
exactly. It's so much work on his hands.
All I'm saying is I don't want to hear Santa complaining about anything, okay? I don't want to hear him complaining once.
Well, then you bet. I've never heard Santa complain. Have you?
No.
I mean, I've seen him. I've met him a number of times. I've never once heard him complain. He's always holly jolly.
That's right. Makes me sick. Anyways.
Well, then you just better stay home. Are you a Grinch? Is that
no,
how you are?
I'm not a Grinch in the least. I love the holidays, and I love Santa Claus. You know, he and I just have some issues because of the whole Super Nintendo thing. He never got me one, and I had to buy one for myself. And, you know, we have problems, but I'm resolving them. I'm in therapy. It's fine.
Okay, that's where the issue lies. I have to ask one question. Are you the family that will bring your dog to see Santa?
Bring the dog to see Santa?
Oh, yeah.
No way. He'll bite him. Chewy,
gotcha.
Chewy does not like strangers, okay? You have to, like, take some time to get to know him, and that visit with Santa Claus will not be enough time for him to not want to bite his face off. So we'll just keep him away.
He likes beer. He chews and bites people. Man.
Just like his daddy.
Oh, just like him.
No.
Oh, Kev.
No.
Some
okay.
things will never change.
That's so true.
That's going on this weekend. We also have the Jingle on the Mile. This is on the Miracle Mile on State Street. 16 local businesses are going to be having some specials and deals. So if you want to do some fun things this weekend to support local while you're shopping, definitely go to GoRockford.com. We have our Go Guide. You can find all the events and details there. But those are two fun events, including the Festival of Lights that's going on too, and a number of other light shows, all aglow at Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens. You could just make it a fun family event this weekend.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And if you want to find out anything Andrea just talked about and more, you can go to GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.